Life in the Fast Lane. As part of this new non-livestock membership, the Board of Governors of the CME decided to have two new governors from the NLM group on the board. There was a nominating committee to choose four people from the NLM group to run for those two spots, and I was approached and asked if I'd be interested in running for the board. I guess I looked gubernatorial wearing these fancy schmancy clothes to the floor. The dress code for the floor was a tie and your trading jacket. No jeans or tennis shoes. Everybody else was wearing khakis and corduroys, and I was walking around in $600 vested suits. I'd have my trading jacket on over a vest and a $50 tie. I was well-dressed for just about any business environment, but on the floor I was extremely well-dressed. Once again, I thought I was a little different from and a little better than other people. The idea of a contest for a Board of Governors seat was flashing game to me. It was like freshman English, mind games in the military, and the MSV test. I said, sure, I'd love to be a candidate. Now, what do you do when you're in high school and someone asks you to run for student council? You say, sure, but then you don't run, you anti-run. Everything is done to de-emphasize it because you don't want the embarrassment of trying and losing. So I said to myself, self, whether you lose because you didn't run for the Board of Governors or whether you lose because you ran hard, it's the same outcome. So let's really run hard. Let's get aggressive and try to get elected. And if you don't get elected, you don't get elected. Big deal. I did everything I could to get elected. I sent platform letters, I had Jack Salmon send letters, then I sent handwritten letters asking for votes. Well, nobody else was really running. They were all doing the I don't want to run because I don't want to lose routine. If you run aggressively in that situation, you win by a landslide. I won 121 votes out of 150 votes. I was elected to the Board of Governors of the CME after only 6 months in Chicago. I was 33 years old, looked like I was 25, and acted like I was 22, but I was on the Board of Governors. After the election, Leo Melamed came up to me and said that I would also represent the NLM on the Executive Committee of the Board of Governors, since I had the most votes in the election. It turned out the executive committee was where everything really happened. Anytime you see a committee of more than 10, it isn't the real committee. There's a subcommittee somewhere making the decisions. So the board at that time was 18 members, and the executive committee was 6. I couldn't believe I had just been elected to the Board of Governors, and I didn't even know the executive committee existed. But suddenly, I was on it. I had only been in town 6 months, and I was elected because I had presence, wore a vest and $80 shoes, knew a lot about the markets, and knew a lot of people in the industry. Through a series of chance occurrences, I became a player in the cradle of the futures industry. All of a sudden, I was in the inner circle. Fortunately, once I got there, I wasn't bad at the game. I played by the rules and became very involved in the exchange and the industry. It was a very heady experience to be an exchange official after such a short time in Chicago, and to be friends with the two best traders on the floor after such a short time in the pit. I began to think of myself as one of the bigger players. I was going to the floor every day. And while most of my trading was still focused on customer business, I was starting to trade more for my own account. I was probably making $200,000 to $300,000 a year and spending a lot of it. I can't even remember half the stuff I bought. I also made investments that I can't even remember. My ego was getting fed from all quarters. I was a governor, a member of the executive committee, and friends with Gimbel and Siegel. I was a little different. I was a little better than the rest of the crowd, just like getting my pledge pin in college and the multi-promotion in the military. I remember one morning I was heading out the door on my way to work, and I stopped at the mirror in the hall tree to straighten my tie. I looked at myself, and I said, "God damn, life in the fast lane." Life was great, and I didn't think it could get any better. But it did.